You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. All righty. Welcome to the best hour in radio from coast to coast and heard all the way around the world. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and this is radio the way it should be heard. Hope that you are doing well, and we do thank you for listening to today's program. And our special guest, as always, live from Washington, D.C., as I see the phone lines are jumping, is Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And let me start off by saying, Mr. Fuller, on this day, how are you doing? Okay, Mr. Fuller?
Hello, I'm still learning.
You're still learning. Okay, I got a little concerned there. Okay. All righty. Before we get into the show, I want to talk a little bit about your book, because I did receive, when I walked in the studio this morning, some communication. I cannot pronounce this guy's name, but the first name is Ricardo. But he's in the Netherlands, and he wanted to purchase your book, which is the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism, which is white supremacy. He indicated that he had trouble getting your book, Mr. Fuller, using the credit card or whatever. I don't know the situation over in the Netherlands, but could you briefly describe how a person can get your book, and again, the title, without me messing it up?
Well, he can, right now, no one overseas or even in Canada can get the book through the process in which it's set up now. I'm in the process, I'd like to say this to people all over the world, I'm in the process of trying to get set up so that I can facilitate them receiving the book with ease. Right now, I'm going through a lot of complications in trying to do that, but I'm trying to eliminate these complications so that the book can be sent to Africa and different places, Europe. Sometimes I get books through to the parts of the UK,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes to Canada. But right now, it's not a smooth operation.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get that set up. So I want to say to people all over the world who are trying to get the book, there's no way to get it now. I mean, except through someone who will just bring it directly to you that you know. I mean, it goes back and forth. But within the next few months, I'm trying to work out something where I can get it sent through the mail, regular mailing system.
Okay. But now those in the United States can go to
producejustice.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be any problem at all. What will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, and then there's an additional book called A Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide, and it's an addition to the basic book.
Okay.
And, the method for ordering. A brief description of both books is there on that website,
mm-hmm.
and the method for ordering.
Okay.
Producejustice.com.
All righty. All righty. Before we get into our phone calls and letters, I was looking at trends today, and I'm going to ask you a question, Mr. Fuller. Walter Scott, Justice Howell, Philip White, Eric Harris, and Eddie Gray. Are those names familiar with you?
Most of them are. I sometimes get them kind of mixed up because it's getting to be a blur now.
Yes.
Of names that keep coming up.
Yes.
And I anticipated that this would happen because it's an ongoing thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I say that there will be more of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Actually, my view of it, we're talking about black males who have been gunned down, presumably illegally, by white law enforcement officers.
Or race soldiers, huh?
Well, because that's the term that I use.
I like that term.
Or suspected race soldiers.
Suspected race soldiers.
I think that should be on some of the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Banned race soldiers from every law enforcement department. I don't like the term police brutality because there are a lot. You have to have law enforcement officers.
Yes, sir.
I believe in law enforcement officers. I mean, it's painful to a lot of law enforcement officers who are out here trying to do the correct thing.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they have to be in the same squad car with someone who's a race soldier, and that's got tension right there. And, you know, this is why you even on some law enforcement facilities, you have black police unions. I mean, they call them that, literally.
Mm-hmm.
The black police union. Why should you have a black police union in a police department? It's either a police department or it's not. But they sort of separate themselves or because they, I think, it's a reaction to the race soldiers that they perceive to be right there in the department working with them or supposed to be working with them because they're not working with them. If you're a racist and you call yourself a police officer, you are not a police officer. That should be made clear. It should be a huge line between the terms police and race soldiers. A race soldier is something like a Gestapo. I mean, with all of the Hitlerian baggage that goes with that, it means, you know, we believe in racism. If you believe in racism, you're not a police officer. If you even think racist, you're not a police officer. Nowhere in the world. You don't qualify to be on anybody's law enforcement force. I mean, that should be a heavy line between those two things.
Yes, sir.
They shouldn't be blurred at all. Black people have even bought into it that it's possible to have a police officer who's a racist. That's absolutely absurd. I mean, the minute he has a racist thought in his head, he has disqualified himself or herself from being any kind of law enforcement officer anywhere on the planet. You don't have any business enforcing anything. You need to be somewhere in a hole, somewhere hiding from everybody, because that's what you're qualified to be. And that should be made clear. No more race soldiers anywhere on the planet.
Yes, sir.
On any law enforcement. Don't even come into a court talking about anything. You're not qualified to even make a remark about anything. You are completely persona non grata everywhere.
Everywhere.
Racists are not welcome on this planet. That should be in any setting. Law
mm-hmm.
enforcement, economics, education, shouldn't be a teacher. If you're a racist, what are you doing teaching? And you believe in racism? You're not qualified to be a teacher. You shouldn't be opening your mouth to anybody about anything because you're going to say the incorrect things. Get out of here. Find another planet.
Okay.
We got to get real serious about this thing called racism because it's messed up the entire world.
Yes, sir. Walter Scott was gunned down in North Charleston, South Carolina. Justice Howe shot twice in the back outside Chicago 3 hours after the murder of Walter Scott. Philip White in New Jersey, whose face was chewed off by a canine dog, bled to death while officers tried to seize a video from a witness. Eric Harris from Tulsa shot in the back, and officer, as he was saying, he was trying to breathe, and an officer responded, F your breath. And lately, Philip Gray from Baltimore, savagely beaten by suspected race soldiers until his spine was severed in three places while he was in the police van, whatever it was, collapsed his voice box and then died 7 days after the agony. This has got to stop. Let's go to the phone lines. Which line, Galen? Line number one? Number two. Wait a minute. Line number five? Okay. Line number five, you are on. What is your question for Mr. Neely Fuller?
Hello, is this me?
This is you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question for Mr. Fuller. It's in two parts. Mr. Fuller, do you see white people as your enemies? Or do you, like, respect them and think they have a lot of information?
Do I see white people as my enemy?
Yeah.
No. White people are just people who are white. Why would I have a person be my enemy because that person is white? It's when the person is white and the person starts practicing mistreatment based on the non-color, based on non-color white against color, which is non-white. That's black, brown, red, yellow, beige, tan, people who are classified as non-white.
Okay, let me rephrase it.
I am definitely against those white people who believe in practicing white supremacy.
Right,
meaning
that's
mistreating
what I meant.
People based on color. And
right,
everybody
right.
on the planet should be against them. And don't apologize for being against them because they need to change from being racist to being non-racist.
Okay, so the racists, do you see them as your enemies?
Oh, they are. They declared themselves to be the enemy. A racist is a person who has declared himself or herself to be the enemy of anybody that the Creator has made in the category of what you call a non-white person, a person that has skin in his, I mean, a color in his or her skin. And that's what a racist is. Just pick out a person that's got color in their skin and say, oh, there's a person that I'm eligible to mistreat. That's a person that's eligible to be mistreated by anybody who is classified as white. And as a white person, I'm going to walk across the street and slap that person or shoot that person or kick that person or spit on that person or tell that person that you don't even have the right to exist on the same street where I'm walking. You know, get out of my way because I'm a white person and you have color in your skin and I am ordained to mistreat you. That's my mission in life. And all the jokes that I tell are supposed to be about you. And all the houses that I build are supposed to be making them, if they're nice houses, off limits to you. You're supposed to be miserable as long as I'm around. If I'm anywhere around you, I'm supposed to figure out a way to make you miserable. Why? Because you have color in your skin. And you say, well, what kind of logic is that? Say, that's my logic, boy. That's my logic, gal. Get used to it. This is the real world. This is the world that I have created. This is the world that I want. Why? Because it gives me fame. It gives me glory. I have fun doing it, and I get a lot of material benefits. That's why, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can. I think this way. I don't intend to change. So when a person presents themselves like that to me, it's my job to say, well, why not just have a world dominated by justice where no one is mistreated and where everybody who wants help, constructive help, gets it,
yes.
Because justice is better than racism, sir, ma'am. If you think about it, justice may be a better way to run the planet rather than running the planet by going around mistreating people because the Creator gave them some color in their skin. That's not okay. Logical.
All righty. Thank you for your call, caller.
No, sir, I was leading to this.
Well, you asked for two questions, and we gave you two, sweetie. We really do have to go on. Thank you, though. I'm sorry. We have to go on. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we only have limited time, so I really can't go on with that. But maybe you can call or, you know, at another time. And don't forget your question, but call it another time. You're listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. And we are going to go to line number four. Okay. All right. Line number four, what is your question for Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr.?
Can I be heard?
You can be heard. What is your question for Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr.?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Mr. Fuller, after reading your book, I've developed a higher level of awareness and self-respect. In addition, I spend my time doing a lot of constructive things, such as reading, thinking, having conversations about white supremacy, and trying to live a stress-free life as possible. After developing an awareness of how white supremacy works and using my time constructively, I wanted to know, is it okay for me to feel a sense of disconnection from black people in terms of the negative behaviors that they exhibit under white supremacy, as well as not being able to connect with white people due to accepting my status as a victim of white supremacy?
The voice came across very thin, or I might have defective hearing, too. I got to remind the audience of that. So sometimes I don't hear the questions very clearly. And
okay.
So is there any way you can make
right,
that question more direct and
sir.
More amplified?
Yeah, kind of simplify the question, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm saying here is that after reading your book and becoming more aware of how white supremacy works and just using my time constructively, I'm, like, starting to feel disconnected being around black people in terms of the negative behaviors that they demonstrate. And, you know, I don't feel connected being around white people due to accepting my status as a victim on the system. So I wanted to know, is that okay for me to feel this way?
Oh, feeling disconnected to
yes.
around white people?
And black people.
And black people. Oh, sure, that goes with the territory, because we are in an artificial situation. And once you start thinking in a non-artificial manner, by that I mean, once you start using logic, you would naturally feel kind of alienated from a situation that never should have existed in the first place. This thing called racism is something that never should have been invented. That's invented by people. There's no such thing as race. That's something invented. That's just something that was made up as a political and a religious doctrine based on just mistreating people based on color. There's no reason for people to be mistreated based on color, or the size of the ears, or because one person is tall and another person is short. There's no reason to mistreat anybody. People are different. It's just a difference, that's all. But the white supremacists made an institution out of it, made an entire world government out of it, and going around, I mean, just swimming in glory about it. And everybody's falling in line behind it. So when you're around people who are practicing racism, and racism is being practiced everywhere, and you're around other people, the non-white people, who are reacting to the racism that's being practiced, and both the racist itself is artificial, and the reaction to the racist is artificial, you have an artificial world. And when you start coming out of your artificiality, then you feel alienated. That goes with the territory. And you're going to feel like you're out of place. But you're not out of place. Everybody around you is out of place. because you have an artificial situation, something that never should have existed in the first place. It's like you're in poisonous water, and the water is not supposed to be poisonous. So you're reacting to the poisonous water. Well, yes, yes, because the water is poison. Your body is being poisoned. Your mind is being poisoned. Why? Because you're standing over your head in poisonous water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Did you have another question there, caller, before we
move on? No, just a quick comment, and I'll go. I just want to say, Dr. Fuller, thank you for writing that book. It has saved me in a lot of situations in terms of modifying my thoughts and behaviors and action. Thank you again.
All righty. Thank you so much, caller, for your call. Mr. Fuller, the Justice Department is going to investigate the situation in Baltimore, Maryland, which you're about, what, 40 or 50 miles away from there, Ferdy Gray. Since you're in the vicinity, do you think that people have confidence in the justice system, or just what do you think about the situation, period? How can a black man be in the confines of a police department and have his spine broken? That's just mind-boggling to me. Could you respond?
We're in a system of white supremacy in all nine areas of activity worldwide. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. This is the government of the entire world. Racism is the only government on this planet. The government of white supremacists. That's the name of the government. It's called the system of white supremacy. That is the government of the planet Earth. There are no other governments. So what you call law enforcement brutality, race soldiering, which is the way I express it in the word guide, is dominant everywhere. And you're not going to get rid of it until you get rid of the system of white supremacy and replace it with a system of justice. You don't have a system of justice anywhere on the planet. Justice cannot exist in the system of white supremacy. That's a given. It can't exist anywhere on the planet. There's no such thing as justice being practiced any place on the planet. Now, having said that, you know, a person might ask a logical question. Justice doesn't exist anywhere on the planet? No, it doesn't. You can't have white supremacy and justice on the same planet at the same time. Why? Because white supremacy is about mistreatment. Mistreatment is not about justice. So what is justice? Justice is guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. So you can't have mistreatment and justice in the same system because they are incompatible. And it's not but one system. That's the system of white supremacy, and it's all about mistreating people. Mm-hmm. It's not about anything else. Looking at a person and saying, you have color in your skin, and therefore you're supposed to be shot or beat up or laughed at or ridiculed or made to feel sorry for yourself and just be hounded all the time, just to be joked about all the time. I mean, never given any kind of information that's going to be constructive to you. Feel your veins full of all kind of poison called drugs and whatnot, and then stand back and laugh at you like they did depicted in the movie The Godfather, Godfather 1. They said, hey,